Welcome to the third and final hour of the Eusebius Makaiser Show with me, Gugs Mhlongo. With you until midday this morning, the breaking news, the big story this morning, the Concord, through a unanimous judgment and delivered by the Chief Justice Mogoeng, clarifying the powers of the Speaker of the National Assembly, Balega Mbete, who'd said, while not being opposed to considering the secret ballot or the motion of no confidence being conducted by secret ballot, the reason it ended up in the Concord was her saying she didn't have the necessary power to allow it. And now we know that she does. And in fact, in the judgment, the justice is going as far as saying she was mistaken in the assertion that she didn't have the power. We now know that she does. But also being quite clear to outline what that power entails, that her power is through the Constitution. It is with the interest and the will of the people and should be used in that manner, that it should also be used in a rational manner, not whimsically, and also spoke about the potential conflict of interest between members of parliament and voting with their conscience, their allegiance, faithfulness to the republic and the laws of the country, as well as their political party, saying again here, the interest and the will of the people is foremost and paramount in this instance. So now we have some clarity. What remains to be seen is if now the Speaker will consider or allow the secret ballot, because as I mentioned earlier, she said she wasn't opposed to it. It's just that she simply didn't have the kind of power or the discretion to allow it. And now we know that she does. Your calls on 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. And of course, the other thing that was quite critical to this judgment, which I think the Concord has been very deliberate in the last few matters relating to oversight in the National Assembly, what opposition parties have said is a failure, is the continued responsibility of the National Assembly to do its work, but also for the Concord to not overreach and be prescriptive and order the National Assembly either directly or through the Speaker and tell them what to do. And that was another thing that he was quite emphatic about, that while we now have clarity, it is not the place of the Concord to order the National Assembly as the other branch of government and tell them how to do their work. So again, the ball is in the court of the National Assembly to behave in the kind of way that this judgment also spent a lot of time on, with regards to upholding the interest and the will of the people in the interest of accountability, transparency, in being loyal to the Constitution. He repeatedly spoke about responsiveness and responsive accountability, and spoke of public officials as servants of Parliament. So also being very clear, being very substantive about, you know, yes, you're there because your parties put you on a list, but more importantly, foremost is this idea of the interests and the will of the people. And we're joined now on the line by political analyst Professor Soma Dotafigeni on the line to us from Pretoria on the developing story, the breaking news regarding the Concord judgment. Professor Figeni, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and greetings to your listeners.
So the reason we ended up in the Concord was the Speaker saying while she's not opposed to considering the secret ballot, she simply doesn't have the power. Now we know that she does have the power, and I've been seeing a lot of reaction on social media, certainly with people saying, well, now she almost needs to, you know, prove that she's not opposed to it. And will she consider it? Because now it's clear she does have the power to allow for a motion to be conducted through secret ballot. And now saying in many ways she's twisted herself or backed herself into a bit of a position where she must now be good on her word and prove that she wasn't opposed to the ballot.
Well, I do think that the context and the rational argument presented by the Chief Justice makes it almost impossible for her not to adopt the secret ballot. Otherwise, she would have to provide a superior argument and logic, even far more superior than the secret ballot that is undertaken when the voting for president takes place. To that extent, we can expect without much delay to have a secret vote for the vote of no confidence. But most profound and fundamental is the fact that party leaders now will not rely on knowing how their members voted, but they would rely on simply doing their work so that they are supported on genuine grounds of fulfilling the public interest rather than the internal party discipline.
And I mean, this then raises questions for the work of the chief whips, because part of their work, in fact, the core part of their work, is to whip members into shape, essentially, and ensure discipline. But and one of the things that the judgment also focused on was, yes, while that we can't ignore that that is at play, the other greater thing is about the function of the National Assembly. He repeatedly spoke about the interest and the will of the people. So this then, I think, certainly puts... It changes the way in which chief whips can speak about party discipline and their work in ensuring it, because now we know, yes, that exists, but more importantly is your constitutional mandate, your faithfulness to the constitution, which is also, in fact, is more important.
In fact, this is supposed to be the case that when people are sworn into office, the public good and the public interest should always come first. Even their party positions should be trying to enforce and reinforce that. But once the party interest or sectional interest are at variance with public good, the constitution is very clear always.
Professor?
Yes, I'm here.
And but now I guess many of us have read the judgment, or those of us who were listening, about in many ways, once again, the Concord clarifying what the role of the National Assembly is. And one of the matters that went to the Concord again recently, certainly in the Nkandla matter, was about National Assembly not doing its work, not holding the executive to account. And again, this came up. He went, you know, he was at pains to explain the structure of government, the how critical and core to it is about accountability, checks and balances. That's why we have three arms of government or three branches. And again, talking about the role of the National Assembly. And but it doesn't seem to, you know, so we've now got more clarity on the role and importance of the Assembly, but it doesn't seem to change the manner in which it functions or the manner in which it does its oversight work over the executive.
It doesn't at all. It simply reminds the parliament of its original role, because over the time, it looks like it started veering towards serving party interest more than public interest. And at times, it seemed to have used the majoritarian approach of saying we have numbers, even where the logic might not be there, or even demonstration of public good. So to that extent, it is a reminder to all institutions that constitutional democracy does give a majority or institutions powers, but those powers have to be exercised within the prescripts of the constitution, which is said to advance the public good.
That's Professor Somadeta Fikeni, political analyst, joining us from Pretoria. Thank you for your time this morning, Professor.